Well, my thoughts are absolutely with the employees and the small businesses and contractors that depend on TOCO for their paychecks. And, you know, my commitment is to absolutely work at all levels of government to make sure that we find transitional support and that we also work as all levels of government and the private sector to look at new opportunities for our region and for our community and to make sure that we are looking for opportunities to create new good-paying family-supporting jobs.
And, of course, Minister Doug Donaldson issued a statement yesterday. Did you read that?
Yes, I did.
What are your thoughts on his statement?
Well, for the last 2 weeks in the legislature, we have been sounding alarm bells to the government about the myriad of changes that we've been hearing, both from industry and from financial institutions. And we all recognize that changes need to be made on what we are doing around the forest economy. But at a time when we have softwood and at a time when there are so many other challenges from business competitiveness, to make such significant far-reaching changes in the industry puts the entire forest sector at risk. And we are going to continue to advocate to the government to push pause and to listen to industry to understand the impacts of these changes because, quite frankly, life is not more affordable when you lose your job.
And then Doug mentioned that the fiber shortage was exacerbated by impacts, 2017 wildfires, of course, and weakening lumber markets. Are you at all concerned that there could be more mill closures?
Well, we recognize that these are very real challenges. I mean, this past week at the North Central Local Government Association, presentations were made that definitely, I think, put the interior, again, those alarm bells saying, look, folks, we have some serious concerns about what is happening, not just with the fiber supply, but being the highest cost producer in North America, fires that we've experienced, puts us at risk. And so as communities, we need to work at with all levels of government to understand those impacts and to make sure that we are looking for every opportunity to make sure that we're creating jobs in the region.
And what do you feel is perhaps one action as of right now that the provincial government could be taking to maybe alleviate this situation?
Well, the first thing I think that needs to be done is they need to put pause on Bill 22 that is currently before the government that has definitely has far-reaching social engineering properties that are going to have critical impacts on the industry. The other thing is they need to have a much different approach than on the Caribou Plan. I recognize Blair Lextrom is, you know, working with communities and working with the government on that. They need to have a refreshed look at those types of policies and the impacts that they have on communities. And we need to make sure that whether it be, you know, the stumpage system or whether it be, you know, softwood lumber, we need to understand that all of these impacts, you know, we are such an integrated forest-based economy in the interior that, you know, one challenge in for one particular industrial part of that integrated supply system has devastating consequences. But we've got here because we, you know, the public sector has invested millions and millions of dollars to make sure that we're innovative, that we're looking at fiber optimization. All of these pieces has been done over many, many years to look at how, you know, whether it's green energy, bioenergy, value added. There's been some significant investments that have been made to make sure that, you know, we are fully optimizing, you know, fiber, and we just need to ensure that we've got policies in place that help ensure that we're not the most highest cost producer in North America, because from a business competitiveness, you know, on a global marketplace, that puts us at risk.
And what is Bill 22?
So Bill 22 is looking at significant tenure reform, but the two other elements of it that when we get into committee stage we'll have an opportunity to look at far more closely, but it's this absolute new far-reaching, big brother type approach to information. So anyone who supplies industry with, whether you're a logging contractor or a truck driver, the industry itself, everybody is now, will be required to show significant records of how much volume they're selling, what is the price of what they're selling. If you're trucking, you know, to industry to make sure, I imagine a lot of it has to do with UNDRIP and making sure that that proper consultation is being completed. But the far-reaching nature of access to information is going to just create incredible administrative nightmares for folks on the ground, and serious concerns about what the government is going to do with that far-reaching amount of information. The second component is about who can sit on, as directors and boards of they're looking at a government taking a role in really determining free marketplace types of structures. And, they want to move from free marketplace really to centralized government control.
And then just back to Questwood, with all the challenges that Tolko mentioned, Doug Donaldson mentioned, was this closure at all expected?
Well, we have certainly been working with Tolko. I mean, when we were in government, we flew to Ottawa when Questwood had first identified challenges, and we were able to find some solutions to help support them, in that they had closed or had talked about some closures or curtailment several years ago, and we went to Ottawa and we found, some tools to help support Questwood stay open. And then, of course, last year they were in a similar situation, and I'm not sure if those supports were put in place. I'm not sure what the government did to help support Tolko in that. We certainly recognize, I think, all of us in this region, that the fiber is certainly a challenge, and there are going to be some very, very difficult days for families and for people that depend on the sector. That's why it's critically important that we look at how we could support the jobs that we currently have in our communities, but look at new ways to create jobs, new opportunities that we can attract to the region.